Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because we have a brand new guest with us today who is new to Awaken to Happiness Now. And so I'm excited to introduce you to her. You may already know her for sure from other places, other calls, and from her work. So we have Charan Sridhar with us, and she is a geneticist turned epigeneticist. Wow, that's hard to say. She has a BSc degree in microbiology and a MSc in human genetics, after which she worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to many scientific papers as well as textbooks. Now she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, and perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. And this is a revolutionary new field of epigenetics. I don't think most people really know about it. And so I'm going to have a lot of questions for Charan, so it's going to be fun. She's also an author of a book, Heba the Hoop, and has a passion to create animated videos to explain in a simple way concepts such as epigenetics, which you can find on her YouTube channel, charansridhar.com. And she has a lot of these videos, so you'll get a lot of wonderful content. And Dr. Bruce Lipton has said about her work, thank you for your healing work. It is vital for our evolution. And Dr. Christiane Northrup said about one of the animated video series called Bursting the Bubble on Infections, that this video is wonderful and medically accurate. It's also done very, very gently and respectably. So, you know, the videos you'll find will really give you a wonderful understanding of sometimes, you know, concepts that may be a bit confusing or, you know, that you misunderstand. And they're fun, right? So definitely go check them out. And so today we're talking about DNA frequencies to awaken your spirit. And so what we're going to be talking about are, you know, what are epigenetics? And how do we become empowered with epigenetics as opposed to genetics? How do frequencies work? And how can we express the power in our DNA? And what does that even mean? And what does that even look like? So I'm so excited to welcome our guest, Charan, here. So welcome, Charan.
Thank you so much. It's just such a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
I'm so excited because, you know, like we... you know, this is a brand new field, and like, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton says, it's an evolutionary field, and there's a lot of work being done, but it's not in the mainstream at all yet, right? So a lot of people don't know what it is and how it can help us, you know. So can you tell us, first and foremost, what are epigenetics? What is epigenetics? And then, I mean, I'm going to have a ton of questions for you. So for the audience, Charan will be taking live caller questions to work with you one-on-one as well collectively with the group on your issues. So we'll find out what that's about and what that feels like and what that looks like. So that'll be just in a little bit later. And we may also do, depending on time, a guided process as well. So I'm so excited. Yay. All right. So sorry. So let's go back to what are epigenetics?
So epigenetics is in order to explain it, we need to go back to what genetics is. So genetics is the field of study where when you are conceived, mm-hmm. you have the DNA of your parents, you know, transferred to you, and that then creates everything that you are. And so as you grow older and, you know, that DNA is expressed, and so, you know, if there was diabetes in your family or there was heart disease, and even now studies show phobias, anxieties, depression, all these are energies that, you know, well, we'll get to that, that's epigenetics, but the genetics aspect that all of this, like or cancer, is that people think if my parents had it or my grandparents had it, then that is something that I am going to get. And mm-hmm. so it's a very much of a victim mentality and very disempowering for individuals because they feel that they have no other way. You know, for example, like Angelina Jolie, having the double mastectomy and the hysterectomy, because she did have the genes for the breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course she's you know, I honor her choices and all of that. But the point here is that it was out of fear. And in the, it, to show you that the example of genetics, that when you have that, there's a lot of fear, it's disempowering. And so, you know, it really is almost like a life sentence. And it's not a fun way to live.
So, but just because you have a gene for something doesn't mean you're going to get the disease.
Yeah, and this is where epigenetics comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So epigenetics is that, yes, you do inherit the DNA from your parents,
mm-hmm.
but you actually also, you inherit, it's not the DNA as such that's the cause of anything. It's actually the energies around the DNA. So, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, if your ancestors went through the Holocaust and I know you had an ancestral call yesterday, but mm-hmm. so people are quite aware of that. But there's so much of what our ancestors or, you know, have gone through that influences, it's the energy of that is carried through, and it forms like a sleeve on our DNA. So if you imagine your arm and you have a sleeve on it,
mm-hmm.
the arm is the DNA and the sleeve is the energies that you have inherited.
Right. Okay.
So those energies influence how your DNA is expressed. So where epigenetics comes in is that sleeve, that information that we have transferred over to us, can be shifted
mm-hmm.
and move back into the power that we are. That is where the expression of the DNA changes. So the DNA itself doesn't change, but the expression changes, because every gene in our DNA can mm-hmm. be expressed 30,000 different ways.
Wow. Okay.
So that's huge. And that's
yes.
so much more empowering.
And so much more possibility, for sure, yeah.
Exactly. Rather than, you know, saying this is the way it's going to be and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's the difference between genetics and epigenetics.
I love it. Thank you. And yeah, that was such a clear answer, because I was saying to my husband before the call started, it's like, okay, you know, we have a brand new speaker, brand new guest, and brand new topic, epigenetics. I don't even know what that is, you know. I was talking to Sharon before we went live, and we were talking a little bit, and it's like, okay, maybe I do know what I'm talking about. I do know some, you know, stuff about it. I just didn't know that, you know, I didn't know that I did know. So, you know, because we were talking about how, you know, the terminology in the industry sometimes is about changing your DNA. And so, Sharon says you don't change the DNA, but you change the energy around it. So, you know, we do a lot of energy work on these calls, as well as, you know, I do a lot of energy work with clients, with myself, and it's all around, or some of it is around shifting the energy around the DNA. And I didn't realize that that's what epigenetics is. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I understand that. I get it. Okay, it was just a... It's just a term that I hadn't really looked into, but it's like, okay, yeah, definitely. And I know, for example, that just because, my mother had cancer, she had breast cancer and so on and so forth, my sisters started to go into that fear mentality of, oh, we should get checked. We should see if we have the cancer gene too, and we should, you know, do some stuff. And it's like, no. Just because she has it and just because she experienced that does not mean that we're going to as well. So it's like, so I just totally like went out of that whole conversation, and you know, it's like, nope, I'm not getting involved in that, because even doing those types of doing that research, talking about it, going to the doctor, getting tested, that is, you know, for me, it's like tempting fate or calling fate to me that might happen, right?
That's such an important point, because there is. You know, we can either be in growth or we can be in protection. And I know you
mm-hmm.
know this.
Yeah.
And it's when we go, and this is the whole point, you know, of bringing Angelina Jolie up, is that there is that fear. So she reacted from fear
yeah.
About it. And so, again, you know, we honor her choices. She's just using it as an example because she's well known.
Yeah.
And everybody knows about, you know, her choices. So it's, again, it's like what you said, you know, when we go into fear, that changes our whole physiology in such a way that it then also impacts the way that our genes are expressed. For example, fear can switch genes on and off, which then result in an increase of inflammation in the body. Inflammation is essential because, you know, we need to heal. So inflammation is used for that. But when it goes into an excessive amount of inflammation, then we have chronic disease.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So a very, very important point you bring up there about fear and coming through any decision that we make. You know,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know, that was your decision, but somebody else who has to make that decision, if they make it from a place of empowerment rather than fear, then it's a completely different story.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, even like with the training that I've done and the work that I do, you know, I know it's possible to shift the energy around the DNA so that you are not, you know, I'm not going to use the word cure or heal even on this call, but, you know, certain issues can be resolved. You know, so there really is, you know, in my training, there really is no finite, definite answer, you know, so things can be shifted, things can be changed. The energy, you know, does that work? And just that, knowing that is so empowering, so that I know that, okay, if something ever does come up for whatever reason, it's like, it's no big deal, you know, it's like, I'm a healer, I know what to do, I have friends who are healers, it's no big deal, you know, but so I'm coming from a more empowered place instead of that fear mentality where everybody in my family, the slightest little thing there, and they just go into shock, you know, shock and fear, and it's like the end of the world and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, no, not anymore. You know, there are so many different possibilities. And that's what I like about the work that you do and the work that all of us do on these calls is we have different choices now. We can make different choices. We have different possibilities and opportunities that are available to us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That
right?
in itself is so empowering.
And,
you know, it takes us into the growth rather than protection. Which is then, again, another set of signals to our DNA.
And so when we are, you know, looking at our epigenetics, you know, as the energy around the DNA that can be shifted, that is how we be – is that what you mean by becoming empowered? Is because we know that can be shifted and that can be – the energy can be shifted and changed, not necessarily the DNA, but whatever is the issue happens to be – around the DNA, it can change, right?
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, whatever we have inherited from our parents, ancestors, that energy, like I said, is the sleeve, you know, and the sleeve can move up and down the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can show a certain part of the arm and then you can show a bit more of the arm up to the elbow. And
mm-hmm.
so it, depending on where that is, it's allowing that DNA to be expressed completely differently. So, exactly.
And so when we shift our energy around the DNA, if for example, I had something, that also relates back to the ancestors as well, doesn't it? It's always so confusing to me sometimes when I talk about time, you know, it's like I know there's no time,
yeah.
But time is very linear here in this 3D reality, but it does affect them too, doesn't it? The shifting shifts them as well, right? And as well as future generations.
Absolutely. It's quite phenomenal, actually, because, you know, when, you know, we all say that everything begins with us. You know, spiritual texts say that. And,
mm-hmm.
And really, this is a meeting of spirit and science here. And that is that when we take responsibility for ourselves, We are helping not only ourselves, but we're helping release it from our ancestral lineage as well as the future generations. And it's like in that moment, that instant, things shift. And not only that, but we're also then impacting others on the planet as well. And it's just so, so powerful. It really is. That's something that really warms my heart, that, you know, when people are able to step in and take the courage to do this work, it shifts things amazingly.
And that's a great point you just mentioned about the courage. When somebody takes that step to and has the courage to shift their life, you know, and shift the energy around their DNA, and even the DNA, we're not talking about just physical, right? We're talking about emotional, mental, like all different levels of DNA, right? It's not just physical DNA.
I'm not quite sure I understand your question.
Yeah, so you know, normally when we talk about DNA, we're talking about physical attributes, right? So cells that, you know, that cause physical change, or cells that are expressing themselves physically. But DNA is not just physical, is it? Or is it?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. So yes, it does impact us on so many levels, because I'm trying to think of examples, but it's like, you know, we have, yes, it impacts the physical, but we are not just the physical, as you know. Mm-hmm. We are the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body, and all of that makes us who we are. The information that exists when we're doing this work is in these fields, and so as we release, or should I say, let's say, as we get in touch more and more with that power within us, then that shifts everything, every aspect of our lives, because we are all those bodies. So it really does impact much more. So, you know, how that can show up is that on a physical level, there will be a decrease in inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so inflammation, as we know, is the majority, cause a majority of issues. And then on an emotional level, there's more a sense of peace, you know, with regards to how we experience our emotions. We still experience our emotions, because that's a part of the human nature, right? And you know, we can experience anger, we can experience fear, but we're not feeding any of them. We're experiencing but not feeding. And so there's becomes a real distinction as to how that then shows up. And then on the mental level, we're experiencing thoughts that we would have, but we're not attached to them as much as we would. So can you see how the science and the spirit begins to really come together? Mm-hmm. When we are able to work on this level, because it all comes together in such a beautiful way.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and that's what's so empowering too, because let's say, for example, that I don't have any physical issues, you know, I mean, who doesn't? I do, but still, let's say I don't, but I have relationship issues. Let's say I'm, you know, not getting along with many people, for example. So something like that can be, you know, that can be shifted as well, right? With your work.
Yeah, because, you know, ultimately any issue that we are experiencing in our life is as a result of something that's within us. And so whether that, what that is within us is as a result of maybe something that we experienced in our childhood, you know, for instance, one of the parents said, to you, you're stupid, you know, or something like that. And then that becomes a belief system.
Yes,
it could be that, but it can also be what we have inherited. So, you know, Wayne Dyer always used to talk about this, that, you know, he would say, if you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice. If you squeeze an orange, you don't get apple juice,
right?
Because it only is orange juice. And so whatever is being reflected to us from the outside, whether it's our physical symptoms or whether it's something to do with a relationship that we're experiencing, it's only a reflection of what energy is being held within us. And when we can clear that, then it becomes, we allow ourselves to get more and more in touch with our truth. And the thing is, you know, Shefali, you know this, right? We're constantly doing this. I personally, it doesn't stop. It's every day because we're always in a place of expansion.
We will continue until we die. So, you know, this is
exactly.
It's not going to change. And we don't really want it to change because we want to continue to be expanding, right, all the time.
Exactly. And so we are going to experience things. So as we do, the more and more we can do this work, the more it becomes that we get into a place where it continues to allow us to expand no matter what we're exposed to or feeling or any relationship we hit a wall against.
Yes. And it does happen, you know, from time to time, I had a migraine earlier today. It was like not a big deal, but it was there, right? It's like, you know, and so there was, I felt a little bit of crankiness, a little bit of irritation, a little bit of frustration, you know, and which reflected itself in me yelling at my husband for something really stupid. But of course, he makes such a joke out of it that it just goes away in an instant, you know, like, so it's like, it's all good. But, you know, things like that come up. That's a minor thing. I mean, I don't have anything major right now, so I can't even talk about anything major. You know, it's like, I have nothing major. It's all good. But stuff happens all the time, and the more we are aware of it, the more that we can more easily shift it and change it so that we can start to be more centered, more empowered, you know, more expansive, you know. And that's one of the things that is so key and important, especially right now, is a lot of stuff is coming up for people, right? And it's coming up for us to see it. So then we can do something with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're definitely being called to face more of our shadow. And the way, you know, the shadow is perfect because I say that because it is what is reflecting back to us our truth. And, you know, like you said, the more and more we do this work, the more and more we expand, the more and more we get in touch with that. And, you know, I just want to bring this in with regards to quantum physics, is that what we put our attention on is what it begins to show up for us. And so, you know, although we have all this showing up on the outside and how it feels, it's always important to remember that we have this power within us, this magnificence. It's like, I like to put a visual on this, and that is that, you know, you imagine that you have this diamond, and this diamond has all these facets to it, and that's who we are. It's got all these facets, and, you know, you just shine one area, one facet, and then you go shine the other, and that's this work, is that this is what we're doing. We already are that magnificence. We already are that diamond. And We have to remember that in amongst all the stuff that we experience, because when we can focus our attention on that, we get more of that showing up. But when we put our attention on how bad something is, firstly, it's a judgment on on what's showing up. And when we judge something, it sticks. So it's like the dust on the diamond doesn't get dusted off.
Right.
And so it's about being present to our magnificence. And when we can stay in touch with that, no matter what we get or experience, it begins to shift things for us in a completely different way because of what we're focusing on.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not denying what's showing up. That's just putting another perspective on it.
Mm.
It's like you say, you know, we don't say dust is, okay, we do say dust is bad sometimes. But
it just is.
It's, It just is. It's neutral. And so, so being in that space rather mm-hmm. than judging it.
Yes, exactly. And I know easier said than done, because we all do it all the time. So I have a question from Kiara on the Q&A, and she's asking a really interesting question, and we have an answer for you, Kiara. And she's asking, is there a epigenetics for self-love? Yes.
Epigenetics for self-love? Does she mean the frequencies?
I guess so. It's like that was her question. Is there an epigenetics for self-love? So is she talking about frequencies, and that brings us into the question of what are frequencies and how do you work with frequencies to shift the energy around the DNA?
So this, I have to tell a story for this because I went to a conference a couple of years ago in London,
mm-hmm.
and there was a Russian scientist presenting there, Peter Gorev, and he does what's called wave genetics. And he was presenting about this child, this patient that had come to him. She was about 5 or 6, and she had a genetic mutation, genetic inherited condition, which was basically going to result in her dying very soon. Mm-hmm. That was the prognosis. And what he did was he has this machine that he would allow him to read the frequency of things. And what he did was he had her cousin, who is normal, and took the frequency of her, and then he had converted to an MP3 and played it, or got the mother to play it to her,
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis. And I don't know how long it took, but she then presented with normal symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So she was, yeah, exactly. And so the other example that he had was he had salamander eggs and frog eggs, and he took the frequency of the salamander eggs and presented it to the frog eggs. And when the frog eggs hatched, they were salamanders.
Yeah, wow. that powerful. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so.
Oh, that is powerful. And so when I heard that, something within me was, ignited, and I wanted to know how it was possible to create our own frequency, and that everyone, and I knew in my heart that we all have our own frequency of mm-hmm. that diamond, that perfection that we are.
Right.
That has a frequency, like, you know, you have your own frequency. I have my own frequency. We're the colors of the rainbow, but we all make the white light.
Yes. Yes.
So I was really beginning to feel and ask questions, you know, of the universe and divine, saying, how is it possible? How can I do this? And, you know, as when you ask, you get given. And so it so happened that I had this information come to me it was actually a friend of mine who said, I've got another friend who's creating frequencies. Would you like to go on her course with me? It just happened. And so I was like, yes. And this was like within about 2 months after I'd asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the course. And so I began to create these frequencies that are in, you know, with regards to either the personal frequencies where, you know, say, for instance, you, Shefali, if I was to tune into you, I would mm-hmm. be able to create a frequency that is your perfection. It's like, you know, it comes through me. I don't create it. Mm-hmm. And so then that gets recorded, and then you can listen to it. Mm-hmm. In the same way, you know, I held the intention to create self-love frequencies or abundance frequencies, different things, which, you know, areas that people have issues with. And so that then is how the frequency work came through. And that's how I use that with people in my programs alongside the work that I do, that they're listening to the frequencies at the same time.
Beautiful. So, Kiara, yes, there is a frequency for self-love, if that was your question. All right, perfect. Thank you. And so, you know, frequencies have been talked about that a lot on this show as well as other places with different speakers. And I love frequency work myself, you know, and so I will have to talk about this offline. But I, you know, it's something that I've been interested in for the past 2-3 years. And it's like, I just love it. And I know it makes a big difference. But it's interesting how something as simple as it's not that simple, but still the frequency, listening to a frequency track can help shift your energy to more of what you would like, and you know, empower you to be more of who you truly are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, the example that, you know, I mean, I'm not claiming to do any cure or heal anyone with these. Like with that, the Russian scientist, you know, how he did. But the power of the work is just that we are frequency, you know, everything that we are, the DNA is a frequency. And, you know, your listeners know this, that we are that. And so the thing is but I always say this, our DNA is always listening. We have the frequencies of what we've inherited. That the sleeve on the arm, that's a frequency, you know, all those frequencies that we've inherited, frequencies of the beliefs that we've had from childhood, all of that is our conglomerate of frequencies. And what happens is that when we're listening to frequencies, it's that diamond, it's that truth. Mm-hmm. And as we listen to that, it's like, you know, we know this, that when clocks, you've got more than one clock in a room, they all begin to entrace each other and all tick together. So it's the same principle here, is that when we're listening to these, it allows us to begin to entrain to the truth that we already are. So it's not that it's not in you or anybody else listening.
Yeah.
It is, right? It's in us. All of us. It's just getting entrained back into that.
Mm-hmm. Or focusing more on that, you know, instead of all the other stuff around it, all those distractions, you know, and letting that come up to the surface, right? And shine, you know, like let that facet of the diamond shine.
Exactly.
Instead of some other ones, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot for a second here. So can you tell me how you have used epigenetics in your life and with your clients?
Oh, my life. It's a constant work of art. I would say. Because, you know, it's like I said, we're always being presented with something in our life. And so it's whenever anything's presented, whatever I teach is whatever I do. And, you know, this is like, unless we don't do this for ourselves, we cannot be holding the space for others to do the same.
Right. Yeah.
So it's one of those things that, you know, it's my life. It's my every moment. It's everything that I do and be. Because if I didn't do it, then I couldn't do it for others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with others, the way that it works is usually to tune into them. And you know, when we get people calling in, I will show how that's done. But it is about tuning in to that perception that we have and recognizing what it is we're feeling in the body.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing, you see, we are so entrained to have, when we have thoughts in our mind, to get attached to that. And, you know, we've all done it, right? We've all done it. We still do it in times, you know. And that is when we have a thought, that says a fearful thought, say, for example. And then that is something, we're feeling that because we have a sensation in the body. The sensation that we have is actually the signal without a judgment of what is the DNA is listening to. So what happens is that we have the thought, and the thought is something we can run away with and feed and judge, and then we're not actually getting to the issue. So what I help people do is get to the place where it's the sensation, and to get in touch with that rather than run away with the thoughts. So
right.
that is how we do the work.
Oh, cool. And so we're going to take some live caller questions in just a little bit, but I know that you also wanted to maybe do a guided process today as well.
Okay, yeah. Do that now if you want.
Okay, perfect. Just to have some fun.
Yeah, I'm up for fun. Okay, so everyone, if you're not driving, that is, to close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't do this.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
To just become aware of where you're sitting or laying down, if you're laying down or walking, and just take this moment to just breathe. Just become aware of the air around your skin, around your face, the air going in and out of your nose. Just feeling all that. And of course, you know, we have everything else going on. Right now, just right now, just for a few minutes, just to honor yourself. Just to have this time to be able to begin to be present to yourself. And, you know, we've heard this before, is that when we become present to ourselves, we become, that moment is a gift. It's a present. And so in that moment, there is the possibility of so much that can show up. And so just feeling the air on our skin, all of that. And as we do that, just become aware of the solar plexus and just ask yourself, where am I? And just notice, are you outside, or are you inside? And just take a couple deep breaths and just become aware of your solar plexus, as I said, and just bring your awareness into your solar plexus. Just that point around the diaphragm in the middle of the stomach, middle of the chest. And just become aware of that. And notice whether you see it, you hear it, or you feel it, it doesn't matter. Whether you make it up, it doesn't matter. We're all different, but it really doesn't matter how we do this. Just become aware of your presence there. Notice what that looks like or feels like. What can you hear? And if you don't feel or hear or see anything, just make it up. What if I was to invite you to feel that space and notice the diamond that we talked about earlier in that space? See, because that space in you is your power. It's who you are. This is where you access your spirit. This is who you are. And just by becoming aware of this, and you can notice that, yes, you have these other issues in your life. You have all of that. But just by being present to this space, noticing it. And you may see that, you know, diamond has different facets, and that one facet's got to do with a relationship issue. And just see where your awareness goes on that diamond. And then you may notice on another facet that there is the abundance issues. And just become aware of that. And again, like I said, if you can't see it, feel it, or hear it, just make it up. Because this is about playfulness. And when we play, we really are in that space where anything is possible. And so as you become aware of these different facets of your life on this diamond, whether you label them or not, it doesn't really matter. You can just go inside the diamond and notice how bright it is. So bright. As if you were looking at the sun from inside. You're inside the sun without the heat. But just the brilliance of that. That is the power that exists within you. That is always present. Always. And as you become aware of that, you notice how as it shines through, it allows for that, the different facets, to just become clearer and clearer. Because as we put, whatever we put our awareness on, is what amplifies. And really and truly, just by being in this space and allowing yourself just a minute or two into just touching this space allows you to shift so many things. And maybe if you want, I invite you to anchor this into your physical. Maybe take your first finger and your thumb and put it together on your left or right hand, whichever you prefer. And as you feel this magnificence, bring those two fingers together, finger and thumb together. Just feel that power, feel that magnificence that you are. And then let the finger and the thumb go, staying in that magnificence, and then bring them back together. And just notice as you do that now, it just amplifies that energy. And it's not just in your solar plexus, it just expands, and there's light expanding out from there into your whole body, into every cell in your body. And so that the DNA in every part of you is feeling this magnificence that you are. It's listening to this. Almost like you're sitting and watching the sunrise on a beautiful beach, or listening to the rippling river. It's that energy of just this peace. And again, just let your finger and thumb go. And then put them back together. And notice how that energy just amplifies from there to out your whole body. And into your whole energy field. And if you'd like, you could expand it out into the whole, out into the whole planet, into the whole planet, the Earth, because that is the power that each one of us has. Is that as we get in touch with this space, we're not just impacting ourselves; we're impacting our whole lineage, our children, and the whole planet. And just know that you can always use this anka, or finger and thumb, whatever you need to allow yourselves to get back in touch with this magnificence, your spirit. And how amazingly the world just shifts in this moment, just this moment here, right here. Now, now, now. Each one of us steps into this truth that we are. So whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. I'm still slowly coming back. I'm still yawning. But that was lovely. Thank you. Wow. And it's perfect for... It's perfect for when, you know, now when people have questions, to be in this space and ask the question from this space, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. So we're going to take some live caller questions in just a few moments. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question in the Q&A. And I'm just checking the Q&A again to see. We had a comment back from Kiara, and she says, thank you. I really love the idea of this inner diamond frequency. Every single one of us has it, and she said, I'll try to cultivate it, by the way, just to see how it works. Good. Yay.
Excellent.
All right. All right. So before we take some questions, we're just going to talk about the special offer that you have for us. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/charan11, C-H-A-R-A-N 11. And, okay, perfect. So if you, so there's, I'll tell you, just making sure, hold on one second. All right, so then this is the DNA frequencies to awaken your spirit package. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six pieces to it, at least, plus some bonuses. So do you want to talk about how these programs work?
Yeah, so when we talked about the frequencies earlier and how they came about. So my intention with these was when I allowed these to come through, was to hold space for people in, you know, with regards to abundance, self-love, and all the different ones that are there, as to how we can access that. So it's like the diamond, but different facets, because that diamond, as you're inside the diamond, and you have the different facets. So one facet is your abundance, one is your self-love, another is your creativity. As we are inside the diamond, we can express ourselves in so many different ways. And so these frequencies were coming from that space of that perfection that we already are, and tuning into the different facets that, you know, we want to dust off, I guess, is the best analogy or way of expressing that. And so by listening to the frequencies, it allows people to begin to dust that area off in their life, that facet, and just allow you to shine more in that area. So it's not that we don't have that already. It already exists within us. It's just allowing us to dust it off. Mm-hmm. And so the abundance and the self-love program are actually, there's four, it's a 42-day program, both of those. And they are created in such a way to allow for each frequency to be clearing out on a different layer in a systematic format. Mm-hmm. So for instance, The first frequency you would listen to for 10 days, and then the second for 10, and third for 10, and the last one for 12 days. And they're clearing things, you know, with the chakras. So it starts with the root chakra and the earth element, which is what's connected to the root chakra. And it's connecting you back to your heart chakra, which is the air element. So I'm bringing in the elements, bringing in the chakras. And so that was the intention that I held with those particular frequencies. The other ones, there's the bonus, which is express the power in your DNA. That one, excuse me, was basically it's what came through. That particular one is, it felt so tingly and felt so magical, and sparkly. It really felt that way when it came through. And so what I've done is to, that every frequency on the abundance and self-love, it requires for, people to put that together with express the power in your DNA, because it's like an amplification of your magnificence.
Nice.
And yeah, so those come together in that way. And the rest, I mean, those were, you know, people want to experience a different facet, like I said, of joy and silence, or love and creativity, and fly with your wings energy, or, you know, those are all different facets that we like to experience in our life. And so again, they're there to help people to get in touch with that. So the soothing healing balm actually was an interesting one, because I just, it felt like that needed to come through for people, for what, you know, when we're experiencing so much, you know, as we are, it allows us to come back to that place, that magnificence, that, in a very nurturing way, almost like being in the womb. Excuse me, my throat's like...
Okay.
So it's like being in that womb space, which allows that real, real nice soothing feeling. So I really love that one.
And then you have... There, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Wait, is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, so the telomeres are basically at the ends of our chromosomes, and they, as we get older, they begin to shorten, excuse me, and as they shorten, it impacts how, you know, the age, how we show up, and all that. So that's why it's called anti-aging, is that, you know, that was a frequency that I had the intention for it to come through, that when we listen to that, it allows for the frequency of the telomeres to reflect back our true magnificence. So again, being in the diamond, knowing that that is our perfection, that is who we are, and we already have this innate ability of us to be young. And so, you know, by listening to that, it allows that to tune into that.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. And you know, and that's the thing. We don't have to age in a way that we don't want. You know, we can continue to live a life that is full of vitality, full of strength and energy, and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Thank you. So this package is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/charam11. It'll be on the replay page and the replay email that will go out shortly. So please do take a look at that as well. And now we wanted to take some questions for people to work one-on-one with Charam. So let me see here. So you can hit *2, raise your hand, or submit a question on the Q&A. So I'm going to go to the Q&A first, because I have a question from Pinar, and she's asking, I'm wondering if there's anything you would recommend for pineal gland activation.
I am hesitating to answer that question because when we're looking, this is just, you know, this is my truth, and you can, if it doesn't resonate with you, that's absolutely fine. I haven't really done anything for that because the reason is I believe that when we can get in touch with that magnificence and that truth that is already within us, that all of that, including the pineal gland, including everything else, begins to show up in a divine manner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because for me personally, it's like if we are focusing on that, then we're not, and it's not a judgment, but it's for me personally, I feel that I would not be focusing on the perfection. I'd be looking at, well, what's here to correct, when really there is nothing to correct when we're focused on that diamond, that magnificence that we are, because when we focus on that, then everything else begins to unravel. Mm-hmm. So that's how I would answer that question.
Perfect, thank you. But great question, Kinara, and I know, you know, there are lots of techniques to do that. But, you know, I have to be honest, I don't think I ever did anything myself. I think when I started meditating and doing things like that, I think it just automatically happened. I don't remember ever doing anything in particular for that myself. So, yeah, okay. Oh, perfect. And so Sipanar says, I understand, that's how I felt as well. Perfect.
Oh.
And then somebody else had a question about, she says, or they say, I'm really not clear how to use these MP3s. Can you do two or three programs at the same time or alternating?
The ones that, so the Magical Abundance and the Self-Love programs, as I said, those are 42-day programs. So those you would choose which, you know, one you want to go for first, you know, mm-hmm. tune in and see which feels more appropriate at the time. But the other ones, they're single frequencies, which you can just use whenever you want. Right. So joy and silence, love and creativity, fly with your wings, soothing, healing balm. So just whatever feels right for you in the moment, those, they're all very short frequencies, you know, they're not, half an hour or any of those, they're, you know, because that was the way they came through. They're short, and so you could just use those for whenever you need. Like, for instance, if you want to be creating something, put love and creativity on. The other thing is, you know, you can always put these on a really, really low volume so that you don't even hear mm-hmm. any of it. And even then, the frequencies will be coming through. So, you know, you could be shopping or doing whatever you do in public and have it on your phone playing on a really low volume, and it will be impacting you as well as everybody else. So,
nice, yeah. that would be a good one, you know, for, you know, the joy and silence, for example. You know, you could play that, you know, when you're on the bus or somewhere, you know, going to work kind of thing, and just play that silently, right? And it would affect everybody. And
yeah.
They would all feel
and
peaceful.
And if anyone does that, let us know how that goes. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting to hear.
Yeah, so thank you. Great question. And so I'm gonna put you on the spot, Sharon, and ask you, so let's say that I had an issue with something. I don't even know how I would ask that. So, for example, let's say I am not getting clarity on the next steps in my life. So, what would I do? Like, how would I? Can you help me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just put that out there now because I think people are like not sure how to ask the question, like what question they should ask you, right? So I think, okay, I'll be the guinea pig and I'll start. So I say, okay, I'm stuck.
Okay.
I don't have clarity for my next steps. What should I do?
So when you say I don't have clarity, what is it exactly
yeah.
that, you know, I would say you don't have clarity about? And then, you know, you would talk about that. Yeah. And I'll say, okay, so where do you feel that? And then, you know, you begin to just get in touch with your body, and you just notice, oh, there was a tightness in my chest, or in my stomach, or my throat, or my head just got heavy. And then we would just tune into that, and then ask the thing, what happens here is that because we're in tune with that, and this is, you know this, you know, is that when we're working with somebody else, they can help us hold that space.
Yeah.
And as we begin to do this work more and more, it's like we can begin to do that more for ourselves. Not saying anybody can't do that already. They already can. It's like training wheels on a bike, you know? It's allowing people to get into that space. And when we get into the space and notice the sensations of what we're feeling, begins, that sensation begins to shift, and that's the message that the DNA is listening to. Things begin to shift that way. And how they show up in your life is however they show up.
Right. Okay, so, all right, so let's use a different example instead, because, I'm thinking about the clarity things. Like, okay, I don't really, it's not bad. So I have a kink in my neck. I've had it for 2 weeks now. It's driving me crazy, I have a pain in the neck. It's driving me crazy. I wake up every morning and it's like, oh, what should I do? It's like, how do I get rid of this pain in my neck? And I know it's like, if I'm already thinking, it's like, oh, shit, I already know what it is, I think, So it's like, oh. It's not just physical, right? It's not just physical.
No, it isn't. And you see, that's the thing you see with this work is that when we are trying to get rid of something, it continues to hang on. It's like, when a child has a tantrum, not a tantrum, or if they want to get your attention, first they're clear, they say quietly, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, can you help me? Can you help me? And you're like, no, I'm busy. And then they get louder and louder. And then it's like, it's like that with the body, is that when we have pain as such like this, for example, then it's the body's message getting louder that there is an energy underneath. But so the main thing here is not to judge whatever is showing up and to not want to push it away, but to see what is it making you feel. Okay, so you have, instead of using the word saying pain, you say, okay, so I have a throb. It's throbbing. I can feel a pulse in my neck. And then you get in touch with that. So then you move away from to,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And so I've been trying to talk to it, and saying, okay, what is it? So it seems like it's an energy that's stuck, and it's like, okay, it wants to move more freely and it can't yet. It's still stuck. So it's like, okay, what else does it need, And so a lot of it has to do with talking to our body as if it is a living entity as well, right? It's not just an inanimate thing. It's a living entity, and it has information for us.
Exactly. And it's a pulse, a living, breathing pulse machine, It's a machine's the wrong word, but it's like this, like you said, this entity, this breathing, pulsing entity of information and frequencies. And so when we're saying pain, we're allowing it to stick. But when we go into the sensation, we're actually going into the frequency of what's there, and that frequency has a lot of information for us, which is what the DNA is responding to.
So it's about being aware of what's going on instead of trying to push it away, instead of trying to ignore it, just actually with, looking at it without judgment, being aware of it without judgment, and being open to whatever information wants to come through, right?
Yes. Okay, so for example, let's give this example. You're driving, you've got the windscreen in front of you. And you have all these post-it notes, these yellow post-it notes stuck all over the windscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them begins to, you know, it's very difficult to see the road ahead of you. You can see the road ahead of you through the post-it notes, but through gaps in the post-it notes. Mm-hmm. And so it's not very clear. Eventually, one of these post-it notes becomes more and more annoying, or more apparent, should we say. And so that would be the pain, or that would be the whatever it is that, you know, is showing up physically. So when we can recognize that what these post-it notes are representing are the energy that's on the sleeve of the DNA, the arm, we can then not judge it, mm-hmm. but become aware of it. And when we become aware of it, it becomes clearer that we can read that, and then it just allows it to dissolve or fall away. Because other than that, it would just continue to stick.
Right. Yeah.
So then we can see the road clearer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the analogy there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that gives a lot of clarity. Thank you. And then I have a question from Pinar. And she says, I want to help my daughter who's suffering with anxiety and depression. And she said, I did some family constellation work, which helped a lot, but she's not feeling totally free. I sometimes feel it is her plan and she will find her way out, but then as a mother, I want to help her. What would you recommend?
I would say, Pinar, feel where you feel that. So I would say, where are you feeling that? Because it's a reflection of what's happening within you, as we discussed earlier. Because when we can then feel that within us, do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your stomach? What do you feel? Is it like a swelling? Is it a heat? Is it cold? Just become aware of that. And as you become aware of that, you breathe and just breathe into that sensation, knowing that you are that magnificence. And what you'll notice is the less you judge what you feel and just be present to it. So whenever you see her, and you notice the anxiety that she's experiencing, bring it back, your awareness back to yourself. Notice where you feel it and breathe into that. That energy begins to shift in you. And then, as we said, it's always then reflected back to us on the outside. And I know it's easier said than done.
Yeah,
especially
easier said than
when it's our children.
Yeah.
Especially when it's our children.
Yeah.
But it's a practice, and you know, that's my invitation. It's like I can invite you to begin to do that.
Beautiful, thank you. So hopefully that helps, Pinar. And then I have a question from Linda, and she's asking, what would you do to help autistic and ADD children to overcome their reactions to vaccines?
That's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, with vaccines and the impact it has on, you know, autistic, on ADD, autistic children, this is, it can get all political and all of this, but, you know, I believe that when we're witnessing whatever we're witnessing on the outside, if we can feel it on the inside. So my question would be, is it because you have someone in your life that you are witnessing, experiencing that? If so, again, like with Pinar, you know, I would invite you to feel, where do you feel that, this thing about vaccines create this? Okay, is that a tightness in your solar plexus? Is it, where do you feel it? Because like I said, you know, everything inside of us is represented on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so when we can begin to feel that and breathe into it and shift that within us, truly our reality begins to change and can shift, because we open up to all the possibilities rather than just what's showing up. So that's the best way to answer that question.
Hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And Pinar says, thank you. I feel it in my heart. That's what Pinar gave feedback about what
okay,
you said to her.
Great.
Yeah.
So I would say to her is, as you feel it in your heart, I'm actually gonna, if you're okay with it, Shefali, to do a group clearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
For like that question about the autism, the ADD, the vaccines, and also with Pinar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to our children, because that's all around children. So I'm going to do a clearing around that. So where, if everyone's listening, and you know, even if you have a situation in your life that's someone outside of you that you know you feel anxious about, and you know you don't know how it can shift or how to help them, I would invite you to feel it inside you right now. And just become, you know, in touch with that. Notice where it is. Is it, you know, a throbbing sensation? Is it cold, heat? Is it swirling? Where do you notice it? And then get a number of 1 to 10. So 10 being the highest and 0 being nothing. And just notice where it is. And once you notice that, just... gonna go quiet for a bit, for 30 seconds here. And just stay with that sensation, breathe into it, and here we go. Okay, so just everyone notice, just stay with the sensation, not to judge it, but just see where it's at. And always come back to gratitude for your bodies as you feel it, because as more we can feel into that gratitude, the more it continues to shift.
Hmm.
So if you have any feedback, people want to give on that, if Pinar wants to,
mm-hmm.
or
Linda,
yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so Pinar and Linda and anybody else, let me know what let us know how you experienced that and how you're feeling now. All right. So Linda did respond back with asking a question. So she might have written this before I said, can you tell us what you experienced? So she, is there a frequency that dispels the, I'm not sure, I'm assuming reaction for autism and ADD that can shift the children? And I guess she felt a tightening in the stomach. Also, how can that help a child who cannot express that reaction to you on where they feel it in their body?
I believe, and I'm not an expert on this, but I do have a friend who works with parents of autistic children, and having witnessed her, you know, the work, I do feel that the autistic children are gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they are responding in many different ways. But like I said, I'm not an expert on that, so I can't say any more than that. But what I can say is that they're definitely open to much, much more than we are. And
yeah,
so it's about us getting in touch with how we feel.
Yeah.
And the frequencies, I would say, is that, you know, the self-love, I've had some amazing feedback from that. And someone actually just suggested also that, you know, they would love for that to be played to wherever there's children and parents, and how we can then feel when we're in that space of self-love for the people, no matter what the children are going through. Or it allows us to be in that space where it is that magnificence, and it just opens up a whole new possibility of ways, you know, things showing up, rather than when we're in the space of wanting to shift things. Mm-hmm. It's the same way that we were talking about the pain, you know.
Yep.
It's like that's saying, I want this to move, I want this instead. But when we move into the space, that magnificence, that feeling the sensations within us, we open up a door of possibilities. And then as we do that, it shifts everything on the outside.
Absolutely. And, you know, Linda wrote back that after the clearing that you did, it was a lot better.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
And Pinar also says she felt the energy. It was very strong. And the energy, she says, moves my body. So I'm moving in circles and infinity shape movements in my upper body. Good. Yay.
I would love to know from Pinar how she feels about the anxiety of a child now. See if that feels different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, as parents especially, we can tune into the energy of our children to see what they're feeling and how, you know, what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not just parents, but anybody for that matter, right? So Pinar, if you want to tune into your daughter, see how her anxiety level is, or how she's, you know, just what you're perceiving, if it's any different than before, right? Yeah, perfect. And let me just refresh this thing here. Perfect. Wow. Yeah, that was, it's interesting, you know, because I know Pinar does feel a lot in her body. And so I'm not surprised that she said that she felt it strongly and that her body was moving and so on. I tend not to feel, I don't know why I'm saying that. It's like, I do feel a lot in my body, but when we do processes like this and, you know, somebody says, okay, feel it in your body, where is it? I don't get anything. You know, it's like, I don't know, not getting anything, but I'm a very sensitive person and I feel energies in my body. But when I do that, I don't, it's just so weird. Okay. So she said her daughter's energy is feeling lighter. She just walked in all smiles. Yay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pinar, for sharing that with us. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. And so I would just suggest, you know, stay with your energy, see how you feel. And children are so, whether they're autistic or ADD or whether they're, you know, anxiety, whatever it is, they are so receptive to what the parents are feeling. And, you know, we know this, but we just don't know what to do about it. And so, again, what we've just been through is exactly, it's magical. It really is magical.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Wow. And so, you know, and that's the thing with epigenetics, you know, it's about the energy. And, you know, we've said this before on other calls, we are energy beings. We are all energy. And so there's nothing that cannot be shifted. Okay, maybe I shouldn't be that firm with that statement, but there's a lot of things that can be shifted. you know, there are friends of mine who, like, yeah, everything can be shifted. There's nothing that, you know, cannot be, right? So it's like, okay. And so it can be. So it's so empowering to know that we have tools at our disposal, resources at our disposal, wonderful gifted healers and teachers such as yourself, Charan, who, you know, can help us to be more empowered, you know, to live a better life, to really choose where we want to go, you know, instead of being stuck in a moment, stuck in linear time, in what we're focusing on, and we can really shift that. So it's just, it's such a wonderful experience for me to be able to have this discussion with you and talk to you about this and experience this clearing and this work that you do. It's another, you know, another facet in life. You know, it really is. I'm just like so inspired, you know, because I know that anything and everything can change. So what is it that you would like to create for your life, right? What would you like to experience? And know that, you know, it's all in the energy. You know, it can be shifted and changed. Charan, did you want to add something to that? I can talk on and on and on.
Oh, no. You said it well. And, I just feel that when, like I said before, is that when we can just be present to whatever is showing up, whatever it is, and I mean it, whatever mm-hmm. it is, just become aware of whether it's a belief system, like, you know, with the vaccines, and I know that exists, and I know that, you know, we have so much of all those kind of issues on the planet. But it ultimately always, always, always comes back to us. And if we can look within, mm-hmm. we have the ability to, as you said, to shift so much.
Yeah, so much. And that is so empowering, right? So, you know, and that is the gift of life and the gift of living that we have this power in our DNA, in our genes, that we can express ourselves in so many unlimited possible ways, you know. So what do you choose? What do you want to focus on, right? And even that stuff that you think you can't change, it's like there's no way. You know what? Take a different look. Go back into your, you know, into your beingness, and from that space, ask the question of, okay, you know, can I change this? How can I change this? You know, what's next? And when you're in that space, like we did the process, you know, earlier, it was so beautiful. It was so expansive. And when you're in that space, really, those worries and those issues, they just don't show up. They're just not that big anymore. You know, it's like, okay, it's all good. I'm fine, you know?
You know that quote of Einstein where he says, I always get it wrong, but you can't change a problem with the same eyes that
created it.
Say
that again?
From
the same eyes that created it. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
obviously, I've mashed it up there, but that is basically it. That, you know, when we can tune into that, the experience that we had earlier with the diamond and. Mm-hmm. We're not focused on the dust, but we're focused on the light within.
Yes.
And
yeah.
As we focus on that, no matter which way it is, you know, for people listening, is like whatever way feels good to you. That was just a process that I shared. You tune into how it feels good to you. So one of the ways is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we can feel gratitude for, even if it's just the fact that my finger moves, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or I can see, or just, you know, I can eat. Any little thing, you know, all these principles, these spiritual principles that we've been taught, they all have an impact on how our DNA shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we've done today is an example of how we can shift the way that we access our spirit, access that power within, and it allows us to shift into alignment with our truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that shifts everything on the outside, because when you are in your truth, You become a laser beam of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's powerful. And, you know, the package that Sharon has created for us, please take a look at that. It's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Sharon11. And so there are DNA frequencies to awaken your spirit. There's frequencies for abundance. There's frequencies for self-love. There's frequencies for joy, for love and creativity, to fly, you know, because, you know, especially right now, it's like, you know, coming up next couple of months, we want to fly. We're here to soar, right? And then there's a soothing healing balm for body and heart, because I know sometimes life can be difficult. So it's we can be going through a little bit of stress. So this will really help to fill you up with that soothing peace that we need to really go back to our center, go back to the truth of who we are, and really feel that and express that. And, you know, that's what I think we don't do enough of, you know, is going back to who we truly are, that diamond that we are, that shining light that we are, that beingness that we are. We're just focused on all the issues and distractions on the outside. But when we go within, really, that's where the power is. And when you start to radiate that light out, everything starts to shift, like Sharon said. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sharon. This was so much fun, and it was so wonderful to learn more about epigenetics. You know, it's no longer a scary word. You know, it's like, I know what that is. And knowing that, you know, we have the power within us to shift and change anything and everything. And that is so empowering. And that's what I love to share with my community, is how we can empower them to really live the life that they desire. So thank you so, so much. And thank you for all the wonderful questions and comments. I so appreciate you. And I know sometimes it can be difficult, you know, what you're going through, but just know that you're not alone. And there are so many resources and tools that we have here for you to look at and experience. So thank you, everyone. And until tomorrow, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now. Good night.